CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, who identifies the small and blessed island of Dominica, capital Rousseau, 72,000 population, identifies it as a beachhead property for the People's Republic of China. To do what? Right now, Gregory has very carefully explicated how China, over many years, at least since 2013, has established its credibility and its checkbook in Rousseau, especially with the leader now calling a snap election within days, Roosevelt Scarrett. But what does China want? Is it want a resort to go to when the People's Republic of China turns uncomfortably cold? Or is it ready to build? And does this model suit what we're witnessing underway in the Solomons, for example, or in Bougainville? Gregory, does China want to build here? Are we looking at something like the model of Sri Lanka, where they build an airport nobody uses and a port that can be used for military terms that nobody uses? Is that the plan?
It's part of the plan. It's been very difficult over the years to build a viable airport in Dominica because it's so mountainous, but there is a small airport there. And now the PRC government is going to commit $1 billion, which it in a no-bid contract which it had with the government, to build a new airport, presumably on the site of the old one and expanding it out into the ocean, I would guess. That will give it an enormous capability potentially in the region. Certainly it could help in the tourist traffic for Dominica. But what's been evident is that Prime Minister Skerrett and the PRC have been anxious not to encourage tourism into the island, because what they're doing there is building up a secret base of operations. They're already getting more than enough money from the passport sale, among other things, and the ship flagging operations, so that they're making enough money without tourism. But they are building a launching pad for the PRC's capabilities throughout the Americas. As I say, this is critical infrastructure for the PRC, because it really can't be touched. If you have a PRC embassy in, say, Mexico City, it is subject to a lot of diplomatic formalities, which is not the case on such a small island as Dominica.
I think I can remember you saying to me that this was the third coast, and that the third coast is now open to exploitation by the People's Republic of China. And that was many years ago, before China has been identified as a hostile power. I believe the language we used in those days was a competitor, something like that, a trading competitor. But China is now regarded as hostile. So does this come under the purview of Southcom? Does this mean defense forces are engaged?
Well, it does come under the purview of Southcom, but so does all of Central and South America. And yet Southcom has been literally unable to do very much to change the degree of influence which the U.S. has in the region. In fact, the U.S. has now lost influence almost universally throughout the Americas, and let's say that including Canada. But the last big fall of a U.S. ally after the fall of the Colombian government recently to an extreme left government was, of course, the collapse of Brazil to the ultra-left President Lula.
So what we're looking at then is a pattern that's been in place for many years. And now that we see that China is going to take advantage of it, and I can see how this would serve as their launching pad for other parts of the Caribbean and perhaps Central America as well. So what I said we were going to ask, what is to be done? I'm not hearing anything can be done or anything is engaged. Is that correct? There's no effort right now to compete with China on this matter?
Oh, many things could be done. And in fact, most people in the Caribbean are anxious to further their relationship with the United States, because they see the United States as being a neighbor which they can visit, and where a lot of their relatives go, where they get a lot of their education and the like. So there is a widespread public sentiment in favor of the United States. But the United States itself is not responding to this PRC incursion into the region and is not attempting to, if you like, penalize people like Roosevelt Skerrett, who has a home in the United States from which he conducts business. He has interfered in U.S. elections directly, including in the midterm elections, when he actively and openly campaigned in favor of the re-election of the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
We will return to this, Gregory, when we get to December 6th, because we have to get off to Africa. There's a civil war underway. Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.